This is Dr. Aditi Kedang, his physical patient in Webster, WEBSTER, Bruce, BRUCE, date of birth 10/13/1945, place Frankenwood Janssen Nursing Rehab, date of service 12/3/2023. History of present illness, initial evaluation. History of present illness, this is a 78-year-old male. He was admitted to Franken's Care Hospital. Patient was brought to the hospital because of change in mental status, intermittent periods of confusion. Patient has a poor oral intake. He has a known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes. Was on Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-N-S. History of polio with residual right upper extremity atrophy and weakness, permanent AFib has been down eloquence, heart failure with reduced ejection fraction 30 to 35%, and fixed apical defect of anterior septal wall, and known moderate pericardial effusion, ascending aortic aneurysm, CKD, prostate cancer. He has a generalized weakness, failure to thrive, worsening cognitive impairment. Patient was brought along with his son, James. Patient himself was a poor historian. As per family, patient was not eating. Change in mental status, intermittent memory issues, and functional status was declining over the several weeks. He was also calling about his mom and dad. They have been passed away. Patient was evaluated in the ED, subsequently admitted because his recent weight loss and delirium, change in mental status for further evaluation. Patient has a delirium at presentation. He also has a thrombocytopenia. On the imaging study, he showed right lung nodule, AKI with CKD. He also has a pneumonia, was treated with antibiotics. AFib, he has a known history of AFib. He has RVR with AFib in the hospital, was attributed to significant volume depletion, prolonged QT interval that was monitored, heart failure with a reduced ejection fraction. Prostate cancer. He was followed by a urologist at Chesapeake outpatient for the prostate cancer. He has a previous been managed by Dr. Ubrel, U-B-E-R-L, urology. He also has an otrasacral area decubitus stage 1. Patient was stabilized in the hospital. Subsequently, PTOT consulted and patient was sent to the subacute rehab for continuation of care, malnutrition, failure to thrive, generalized weakness. When I saw the patient today, patient is lying on the bed. He's confused, disoriented, not giving any proper history. Has no shortness of breath, no cough, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Next line, past medical history. Next line, hypertension. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, history of polio. History of AFib, maintained allocus, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, EF of 30 to 35%, with the fixed defect of apical anterior septal wall. ascending aortic aneurysm, history of pericardial effusion, PKD, prostate cancer. Social history, no alcohol, no drug. Family history, patient couldn't tell. Reward system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough. No congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no omnipotent diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain. Neuro, patient forgetful, disoriented, and he's a poor historian. Hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Medications, upon discharge. Apixaban, 5 mg, 1 tablet BID, atorvastatin, 40 mg daily, vitamin D, 25 mcg, 1 tablet daily. Citalopram, CIT, LOPRM, 10 mg daily, cyanocobalamin, 100 mcg daily. Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, Jardiance, 10 mg daily, folic acid, 1 mg daily, Migase, 400 mg daily. Metoprolol, XL, 100 mg, half tablet daily. Entresto, ENTRESTO, Entresto 24/26, 1 tablet BID, spironolactone, 25 mg daily. Fingerstick, QSC, QHF was ordered and sliding scale coverage ordered as per blood sugar monitoring rating. Physical exam, patient is awake, lying on the bed, no acute distress, he's forgetful and disoriented, blood pressure 97/64. Pulse 87, temperature 97.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 17 per minute, pulse ox 95%, body weight 133.7 pounds. Cardiac macromuscleic, eyes anectaric, no ear nasal discharge, throat no agitated, neck supple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs, bilateral bronchi at the bases, no wheezing. No rail, heart SNS2. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels on positive. No rebound, no rigidity, extremities. Right upper extremity, atrophy secondary to previous polio. Neuro, he's awake, but forgetful and disoriented. Lying on the bed, gait not tested. Sacral area. In the back, stage 1 pressure ulcer, assessment patient is admitted with the failure to thrive. Next line, generalized weakness. Next line, delirium. Next line, change in mental status. Next line, history of thrombocytopenia. Next line, AKI. Next line, right lung nodule. Suspected pneumonia treated. Next line, cardiomyopathy. Ejection fraction of 30-35%. History of pericardial effusion. Next line, atrial fibrillation. Next line, history of prostate cancer. Next line, sacral area stage 1 ulcer. Next line, history of diabetes mellitus. Next line, protein, calorie, malnutrition, severe. Plan of care will continue all his current medications, PTOT, dietitian consultation, follow-up lab, keep and discuss with nursing staff. This is the end of the education. Thank you.